Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Little girl writes a letter to God after her dog dies, and mom is stunned when she gets reply. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A little girl writes a letter to God, and nobody was more surprised than her mom when the letter got a response. This story is so sweet and reminds us how wonderful the faith of a child can be. All dogs go to heaven, right? One little girl wrote a letter to God just to make sure her dog Abby got there safely. There's having the faith of a mustard seed, and then there's the faith of a child such as 4-year-old Meredith. This precious little girl writes a letter to God after her dog dies, and mom is stunned when she gets a reply. Abby was a big, larger-than-life playmate to Meredith. They did everything together, until one day the 14-year-old dog passed away. Needless to say, Meredith was heartbroken. She then asked her mom if she could write a letter to God so that when Abby got to heaven, God would recognize her and take care of Abby. Meredith's sweet mother agreed to help write the letter. As Meredith dictated what to say, her mother wrote, "Dear God, will you please take care of my dog? She died yesterday and is with you in heaven. I miss her very much. I am happy that you let me have her as my dog, even though she got sick. I hope you will play with her. She likes to swim and play with balls. I am sending a picture of her, so when you see her, you will know that she is my dog. I really miss her. Love, Meredith." Then Meredith added a picture to the letter and stuffed both as well as a whole lot of faith into an envelope and addressed it to God/Heaven. Then she added several stamps and put the letter in the mail. Days passed and her mother assumed that would be the end of the letter. But then one afternoon, a package wrapped in gold paper arrived on their front porch with Meredith's name on it. Together, they opened the box to find a book written by Mr. Rogers titled, "When a Pet Dies." Inside the cover was the letter they had written to God and the photo they sent. On the opposite page was a letter addressed to Meredith. It read, "Dear Meredith, Abby arrived safely in heaven. Having the picture was a big help and I recognized her right away. Abby isn't sick anymore. Her spirit is here with me, just like it stays in your heart. Abby loved being your dog. Since we don't need our bodies in heaven, I don't have any pockets to keep your pictures in, so I am sending it back to you in this little book for you to keep and have something to remember Abby by. Thank you for the beautiful letter, and thank your mother for helping you write it and sending it to me. What a wonderful mother you have. I picked her especially for you. I send my blessings every day and remember that I love you very much. By the way, I'm easy to find. I am wherever there is love. Love, God." Needless to say, there are angels dressed in the uniforms of the United States Post Office. One of them got this little girl's letter to God and took the time to not only write a thoughtful, heartfelt response to ease the ache of losing a loved one, but this angel also purchased a book to help Meredith's heart heal from losing her beloved pet. This is more than just faith. This is faith wrapped in love and mixed with kindness. What a beautiful way to help someone heal. "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." Revelations 21:4.
Hey, listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
parents report 4-year-old boy missing, and then dash cam rolls as police pull him from pond. Written by Kelly Kaufman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After terrified parents reported their 4-year-old boy missing, police dash cams rolled as officers performed a nerve-wracking rescue. Nothing is scarier than having no idea where your child is, no matter how old. These parents in Ohio reported their 4-year-old boy missing one morning and had to live through that fear. Luckily, some brave police officers rescued the boy just in time from the nearly fatal situation he stumbled into. Less than an hour after reporting their child as missing, someone called the police about a possible body floating in a park pond. They responded to the call immediately, but didn't initially see a body. In the footage, you can see the moment that the officers spotted the body and quickly took action. Watching the police realize a child's body is floating in the pond is completely terrifying. Nothing could possibly be going through their minds other than how to rescue whoever it was. Two cops immediately got in the water while another ran to get some rope in case they needed it to pull him to shore. Thankfully, the body was only a few feet from the edge. They reported the boy was not breathing when they got him out. One policeman immediately started CPR while the other worked on clearing the boy's airways. Soon enough, the boy was breathing on his own again. The policeman stayed with the boy until the local fire department arrived to take him to a hospital. The boy made a full recovery and actually got to meet the officers that saved his life. The police officers and medics that saved the little boy brought a welcome home basket of gifts to his home when he was released from the hospital. His parents thanked them all for their bravery in saving their little boy. Apparently, the child slipped out of a family member's house unnoticed while his parents were at work and walked to a nearby park. Authorities continue to investigate how he ended up in the pond. Thank God for the angels that he sent to save that little boy. We pray for his safety and health following his full recovery. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Psalm 127:3.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.